Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Barbara Friedberg is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of How to Get Rich Without Winning the Lottery and Invest and Beat the Pros. Barbara, thanks again for being here. We're talking about your, kind of going by down your article here that you wrote on what Donald Trump's tax plans could mean for you and your wallet. One of the things that I want to ask you about that I need to stick in here with the taxes, the tax reforms that we talked about earlier, is regulations.
Yes.
My predictions are that I don't know if you know this or not, but according to Gallup, and I'm just using them as the number because I knew the facts already, we've had an 80% increase assault, I'll say it. Regulatory assault on businesses in the last 8 years, 80% increase.
Wow,
that's oppressive. That's it. That's investment suppressing regulations. I'm seeing those things being reversed very quickly, and when regulations come off of businesses, that's investment ensues. What do you think? I think that's going to be good for the portfolio. I think it's going to be good for the marketplace. What do you think?
You know what? As we talked on the break, I am a liberal, but that being said, I totally agree with you. I think there have been way too many regulations on small businesses, and we do need to dial it back. And fortunately, with many of these regulations coming through with executive orders, they're very easy to be reversed.
Doesn't it have to be said that President Obama built his legacy on sand by bullying and not governing? Wouldn't he have been better off? And listen, I'm trying to be intellectually honest here. I'm not trying to beating up. I'm trying to just report on the facts here. I mean, we know he said, "I've got a phone, I got a pen, I don't need Congress." To his own party, he said that. I mean, wouldn't he be a lot stronger? I mean, if he only had a few things that he could hold on to that were built on legislative rock instead of executive order sand. What do you think?
Well, absolutely, because you can't overturn as easily a congressional legislation as
right.
you can an executive order. You know, and I'll tell you, I am sick of the partisanship in the government.
I agree with that.
It hammered Obama, and I think it's going to hurt Trump as well, although not as much with the Republican Congress. But yeah, I'm sick of it, and I think most.
Well,
Americans
But partisanship is an equal opportunity offender. I mean, when you say partisanship, I'm assuming you mean both sides.
Absolutely, that's exactly what I just said. Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Both sides.
The lack of bipartisanship.
Yes, I mean it unequivocally across all parties.
Yep.
It's disgusting.
There's nobody in the middle anymore, though, right?
No. No, well,
everybody's on the polls with their daggers drawn, and so there's nobody in the middle. We've gutted the middle of the political spectrum, and I have to tell you, I think maybe in a perverse way, I actually think that one of the legacies of Donald Trump will be another ecosystem will be built in the middle. Might even be a third party will arise to find that middle ground. When we find out that we're more productive when we operate in the middle, what do you think?
Well, I think that there are plenty of Americans that are in the middle, but we haven't had a choice of a candidate.
That's right.
The candidates that were in the middle got shut down. So,
well, don't you think Trump is more middle?
Oh,
than,
yes.
Than the other, because but
he's
see,
not
what,
a Republican.
He's
really.
Not. That's right. That's exactly what I've said that too. He's the president. He's the leader of the Trump Party, I think.
Right. Exactly. Yes.
So
hopefully we'll get some benefits.
I wanted
from
to get
that.
The regulation thing in there because I think that goes along with taxes. Those are two reforms that need to happen. What do you think about jobs?
Well, I like the infrastructure idea. I think that will really help create jobs. But it's a two-sided sword because on the other side, if we keep boosting the deficit, we're going to get into some really big-time inflation. So it's tough, but I do think we need infrastructure projects for both jobs and for our country.
This is where you and I disagree. I think infrastructure is. I'm not saying we don't need to fix bridges and airports. I'm not saying that at all. A highway, of course, we need to. Deferred maintenance is gets more expensive by the day, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So we do need to deal with the maintenance, but I don't think men don't build bridges with shovels anymore. They build them with joysticks. Mm-hmm. They have their own equipment with joysticks. So it's not going to create that many jobs, I think. And to me, if you're looking for jobs, just get out of the way of the job creators. Get out of their way.
That's a very, very nice idea for the entrepreneurial folks. But how do you address this very real problem of the people that are less educated, were working in the manufacturing, or were working in dying industries? What can they
do? Unemployed and underemployed. This is a real problem. We need to talk about this some more in the next segment. But this is in my opinion, this is the big elephant in the living room of America, and that is the people, the millions of people who are unprepared for 21st century jobs.
Yes.
Hold on to that thought. I'm gonna get you to talk to us about that. We come back with these messages. Folks, this is where the policy needs to be played, because training needs to happen. Barbara Friedberg, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. She and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.